Karen Karsh, how are you, lady?
I'm great. It's so good to be here.
My gosh, it's such an honor to have you here. You know, I was telling people last week, Karen Karsh is going to be here on my show. And everybody said, well, it's about time. I got some talent in that studio in the afternoons.
Along with Wayne, the other talent in the studio.
I don't know about that. But how are you?
I'm fabulous.
Sorry,
absolutely fabulous.
You know, it's not a little cooler today, but nothing we can do about
that. What can we do?
And you were so kind to agree to come on and spend about an hour with us. I would play some of your stuff from your new CD.
Twist My Arm, you know.
Yes. And I know, you know, a lot of people are familiar with you because you sang for so many years. Now, you never stopped singing, but you did stop performing, right?
I stopped working in the clubs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's about time your son was born?
Yes, indeed. And he's 24 now.
Oh my gosh, wow.
So, mm-hmm. It was quite a while, but I just couldn't be away at night, you know, all the time.
Sure.
And I needed to be there with him, mm-hmm. and so that's what he and my husband, we have to add the husband.
Certainly.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, certainly being a mother is a labor of love, but that is the most important job in the world.
I agree with you, and he didn't ask to be born, so I spent a lot of time singing to him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I worked schools for 30 years, and, mm-hmm. you know, I never really stopped singing. I just stopped performing in the clubs. Yeah.
Well, now take us back to the beginning, Karen. I know you grew up in Denver, but tell us, you know, what part of Denver, how you got interested in music?
Music was never even, I don't think, a choice for me. I think it was mostly just something that came out, you know, from inside of me. I mean, the big joke in my family was that I sang before I talked. I don't know if that's really true or not, but that's what we always heard. And I started playing piano by ear at 4. And I went to George Washington High School. And I hate to tell you, we're about to have our 40th reunion. Oh, goodness gracious. And so I've been here, you know, all my life, basically.
Now, so you're a patriot, George Washington patriot.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
Yeah. 40th anniversary. 40th.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, you say you alluded to maybe you were singing before you were talking, but at what point in your life did you think, gee, this would be nice to do professionally?
Well, you know, in the days kind of when I was going to high school or right before, the music business was an amazing place. And I don't know, sort of the hot style of the day was folk rock. And my favorite group of all time, even still I hear them and I cry, such a sap. Anyway, was the Mamas and Papas. And there was a young girl also named Janice Ian who was about my age. And I just wanted, you know, I wanted to do that. I just had a feeling that that was what I really should be doing in my life. And mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to get to audition and record with ABC Dunhill, but the record never sold very many. So I had to kind of, you know, pick up my broken heart and go on and go to college and, you know, get in a band and work the clubs and kind of do it the old-fashioned way, you know.